Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Welcome to this quick demonstration of using QuickTime in Yosemite, and of course that's OS X 10.10, with QuickTime to record the screen and audio output of your iPhone by simply plugging in your Lightning cable to your Mac, and of course you're renting to your phone, to do the recording of the screen and the audio. And I thought I'd just show you how to do that now in this quick demo. So first of all, let me just go to my Applications folder on my Mac.
Applications, now in Applications window.
Okay, and I need to jump down to QuickTime.
QuickTime player.app application.
And of course, I've already got my iPhone plugged in via the Lightning cable. So let me open up QuickTime.
Open, QuickTime player.
Now if I go to the menu.
Menu bar, Apple. QuickTime player. File.
And choose file.
File, menu, 14 items.
And come down one.
New movie recording, command option N.
I want to choose new movie recording, so I select that.
New movie recording, now in movie recording window, start recording button.
Okay, so we're on start recording. Now if I just go to the left.
Full volume button.
That's full volume, and if I go to the left again.
0% volume slider.
Okay, you can tell when you first go into it, it's set at zero. Now the trick here is don't adjust that volume or turn it on full volume until you've actually selected the iPhone. Particularly if you're using the internal mic on your Mac, because you'll get a massive amount of feedback. Okay, so let me go and select the iPhone camera and microphone to be a default recording source, because we want to record the iPhone. So if I go to the right.
Full volume button. Start recording button. Image. Show capture device selection pop-up. Menu button.
Okay, show capture device pop-up. So select that.
Menu, 9 items.
Okay, menu. Okay, now if we come down.
Camera, dimmed.
That's the camera heading.
Checkmark, FaceTime HD camera.
Okay, FaceTime HD camera, that's the Mac's camera.
iPhone.
That's the iPhone's camera, so I'll select that.
QuickTime player, rep, no camera or scanner selected.
Then we get this image capture coming up for the iPhone, which I'm just going to ignore, so I'm going to Command-Tab back to QuickTime.
QuickTime player, movie recording, window, show capture device selection pop-up, menu button.
Okay, so that was the iPhone camera. Now we've got to select the iPhone microphone. So I'll go back into the capture device pop-up button again.
Menu, 9 items.
Come down again.
Camera, dimmed.
That's the camera heading.
FaceTime HD camera. Checkmark, iPhone.
And we can now tell them we've got the iPhone selected.
Microphone, dimmed.
Here's the microphone heading.
Checkmark, built-in microphone, internal microphone.
So built-in microphone is currently checked, which is the internal mic on the Mac. Come down one more.
iPhone.
And we select the iPhone.
Show capture device selection pop-up, menu button.
And if you want to double-check it, go back into the menu.
Menu, 9 items.
Come down.
Camera, dimmed.
Camera.
FaceTime HD camera. Checkmark, iPhone.
Okay, iPhone camera.
Microphone, dimmed.
Microphone.
Built-in microphone, internal microphone. Checkmark, iPhone.
Okay, and iPhone's checked for the mic as well. Press escape.
Closing menu. Show capture device selection popped up. Menu button.
Okay, now if I come back to the left to the volume settings.
Image. Start recording button. Full volume button. 0% volume slider.
Okay, it's still at 0%. So now if I set it to full.
Full volume button. Press full volume button.
Okay, and I grab my iPhone and just unlock it.
10:02 a.m. Unlock button.
Okay, that's me actually using my iPhone. That audio is now coming through the Mac. So unlock it.
Messages.
So definitely now it's recording both the screen and the audio from the iPhone because it's now coming through the Mac. So let's say I wanted to demonstrate how to turn reachability on and off on the iPhone. 6 or 6 Plus, and it's 6 Plus in my case. All I have to now do is to go to recording.
Start recording button.
Select start recording.
Press stop recording button.
Okay, and I'm going to flick through to settings.
Calendar, photos, camera, clock, 10, maps, videos, notes, reminders, stocks, game center, newsstand, iTunes store, breaking news, app store, compass, settings.
Double tap on settings.
Settings.
Okay, and flick through down to general.
Airplane mode, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, cellular, personal hot carrier, notification control center, do not disturb, general, display and brightness, button.
Not too far.
General, button.
One finger double tap on general.
General, settings, back button.
Okay, flick through to flick through to accessibility.
General, head, about, but, software, up, Siri, but, spotlights, hand buttons, accessibility, usage, but, accessibility, button.
Double tap
accessibility,
on that.
General, back button.
Flick through to the right.
Accessibility, vision, head, voiceover, zoom, alt, invert, grace, speed, large, bold, button, increase, reduce, on slip, hearing, elite, mono, phono, left, right, adjust, media, video, disc, learning, head, guided app, interaction, switch, control, assistive touch, call audio, routing, home, click, speed, reachability, double tap, the reachability, off.
Okay, and turn it back on.
On.
Okay, or turn it off.
Off.
Okay, press the home button.
Home. Settings.
Okay, and I'm finished doing my recordings. Now if I just do VO spacebar on QuickTime.
Press play slash pause. Uncheck checkbox.
Okay, now on play slash pause and we can play it back.
Check play slash pause checkbox. Image capture. Table. No selection. Calendar. Photos. Camera. Clock. 10. Maps. Videos.
Okay, that's
notes,
me now playing
reminders,
back the audio
stocks,
from
Game Center,
the iPhone.
News
and of course,
stand, iTunes Store.
Also being displayed
news, App Store,
on the
compass
display
settings,
of the Mac as well.
Settings. Airplane mode, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, cellular,
okay,
personal
tell,
hub carrier,
it's
notification control set, do not disturb, general, display and
iPhone,
brightness button.
It's not picking
general
up
button,
my voice as I've been talking, doing this recording using Amadeus on the Mac.
General, settings, back button. General, head,
so
about, button, software,
of
Siri,
able
spotlight,
to
and buttons, accessibility, usage,
button
accessibility,
with
button.
App. Or you wanted to get some feedback.
Accessibility,
to
general, back button.
Apple accessibility. Or you
accessibility,
want to
vision, head, voiceover,
to
zoom,
how
invert,
grace,
speed,
works.
Large, bold, button, increase, reduce,
on
slip, hearing, elite, mono, phone, left, right, adjust, media, video, disc, learning, head, guided app, interaction, switch, control, assistive touch, call audio, routing, home, click, speed, reachability, double tap, the reachability, off. On. Off. Home. Settings.
Now, while that's been playing, it switched back to the image capture, which really irritates me. So I'm going to do Command Tab to go back to QuickTime again.
QuickTime Player, Untitled, Window, Fast Forward button.
Of course, we can save that QuickTime movie, and of course, I can also share it to social media.
Share it button.
I.e., email, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, etc. Okay, so let me just save it, for example. So I'm going to do Command S. So I'm going to save it.
Saved. Interact with dialog for window untitled.
And I'm just going to call it.
Export as quick.
Quick demo.
Demo.
Of. QuickTime.
QuickTime.
Using. VoiceOver.
VoiceOver.
From. iPhone. And then I'm just going to
iPhone.
Default it to my documents folder. Hit enter.
Saving. Closing dialog.
Okay, so it's saved. So if I quit QuickTime.
Image capture, window,
come back to that silly image capture application. So then if I jump back to Finder.
Finder, screen, Finder, screen locked. Applications, window, list view, table, QuickTime player data.
And that was my iPhone locking. Go to my documents folder.
Documents, list view, table.
Type in Q.
Quick demo of QuickTime using voiceover from iPhone.mov QuickTime movie. Today 1009M.
Okay, and of course just press spacebar.
Calendar. Photos,
now me
camera,
through
clock,
tent,
maps,
movie,
videos, notes,
voiceover,
reminders,
iPhone,
stocks, Game Center, newsstand, iTunes Store, breaking news, App Store,
turn
compass,
on and off
settings,
reachability on the iPhone 6 or 6 Plus, in
settings,
my case, 6 Plus.
Airplane mode, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, cellular, personal hot carrier, notification
okay,
control set, do not disturb, general, display,
preview.
Now in, documents, window.
And that completes this quick demonstration of how to extremely easily use QuickTime in Yosemite to record both screen and audio from your iPhone plugged into your Mac via the Lightning cable. So as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.